Hello, my name is Wild Raccoon, and I would like to welcome you to episode 12 of my podcast for the month of September 2018. Up first is Pup with a track from their self-titled debut album that was released in October 2013. This is Lionheart.
Oh,
That was Scratches from Dog Day's 2011 album Deformer, and who doesn't like a good scratch? I know I do. I hear by the groans coming from the mail carrier that he has been listening to This Is That again. Dear X, wonderful, marvelous, extraordinary, remarkable, are just four of the many words on page 93 of my new thesaurus. Yours sincerely, truly, faithfully, Miss Ophelia Beaver, Pesquetchnamasic Caseaway Bannock Lake, Manitoba. P.S. How about some signed photographs? Up next is, If I Get Old, from Elliot Broud's 2012 album, Days Into Years.
If our hearts get stressed along the road and buried under all they've come to know, living fast, this wilderness won't last. These days just blow away into the past. If I get old, I'm living easy, find a nice old country home. Let the land do what she wants to, leave her.
That was Fur Trade with Kids These Days from their 2013 release, Don't Get Heavy, Cookie of the Month Club. This month we are making doggo cookies, for which you will need 1 cup of peanut butter, 1 cup of 1% milk, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 2 cups of whole wheat flour, plus a little more for cutting out the cookies. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. In a medium-sized mixing bowl, combine the peanut butter and milk. Drizzling the milk in slowly will allow you to combine it more efficiently. In another large mixing bowl, combine the baking powder and whole wheat flour. Slowly add the dry ingredients to the peanut butter milk mixture. Combine all of the ingredients until thoroughly mixed. On a sheet of parchment paper, sprinkle a tiny bit of wheat flour on the surface and roll out the dough to reach your desired dog treat thickness. Using your dog bone cookie cutters, cut out dog treats and place them onto a greased cookie sheet. Bake for 15 to 20 minutes. From their 2014 album, Bones of Things, this is the Mellowgrove Band with Don't Wanna Say Goodbye.
Thank you.
You just heard Dog Walk by Octoberman from their 2014 album, What More, What More? Procrastination, poem by Lewis Rams. I sit here with so many thoughts going through my head, I just want to close my eyes and go to bed. How many times have you felt the pressures taking its toll, and you want something concrete that you can hold? You daydream of the way you would like things to be, but you come back to the realities, you know that you must strive to achieve your goals, and not let anything stand in your way, but then you leave it for another day. Procrastination is always there, and with your thoughts the space it will share. You say, leave it for tomorrow and a brand new day, but tomorrow comes and it's washed away. These are the pressures that are taking its toll, when you lose your control. Don't leave off for tomorrow what you can do today. With procrastination there's a heavy price to pay. Lewis Rams. Up next it's the Strumbellas with End of an Era from their 2013 release, We Still Move on the Dance Floors.
Oh,
That was Funeral Song from Funeral Song by Fast Romantics. Thanks for listening to my show. Please come back again next month for another episode where we will try to do better. We leave you with Gil Barber's rendition of Sukiyaki from Gil Barber Sings the Standards, released in 2016.
Software.